Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep with some of your fellow nerds.
Yo, Chris, today we are diving deep into a topic that pops up like all the time on the shelf exam. We're talking about ductal carcinoma in situ, or DCIS for short. It's like the OG, the before picture of breast cancer, you know?
For real, Mars, it's super important to get this down cold. So let's start with the basics, shall we? What is DCIS? We're talking about a pre-invasive form of ductal cancer. The key here, and this is major league, is that the malignant epithelial cells are confined within the mammary ductal system. That means they have not breached the basement membrane. No cap, this fact right here is the foundation for understanding almost everything else about DCIS. It's a pre-malignant lesion.
That's the big brain answer right there. Because those cells are still chilling inside the duct and haven't busted through that basement membrane, what's the supercritical implication for their ability to spread?
Bingo! Since they haven't breached the basement membrane, DCIS lacks metastatic potential. This is why the management is so different from invasive cancer. It's not out there trying to spread to other organs yet. It's still contained, which is a major win for early detection.
That's clutch. So how does a patient even find out they have DCIS? Does it usually show up as a big, gnarly lump they can feel?
Nah, not usually. This is another high-yield point. DCIS typically presents as incidental micropulsifications on mammography. We're talking about those fine, linear, branching, pleomorphic calcifications that light up on the mammogram. It does not usually present as a palpable mass. But hold up! If it does present as a palpable mass, what's a red flag that should immediately go off in your head?
Oh, that's a trick question, kind of. If it does present as a palpable mass, there's a higher chance of concurrent invasive carcinoma. So you're thinking, okay, maybe this isn't just DCIS. And hey, just to be super thorough, while rare, DCIS can even happen in men.
Good looking out. So we find these suspicious calcifications. What's next for getting that definitive diagnosis? How do we confirm it's DCIS?
The diagnosis is made by core or open biopsy. And because it's usually spotted on mammography as microcalcifications, it's often done via stereotactic guided biopsy. It's all about precision, getting that tissue sample from exactly where those little calcifications are hiding.
Precision is key. Now, let's talk about the future. If you just leave DCIS alone, what's the risk? Does it just stay put, or can it turn into something more serious?
Oh, it definitely can turn into something more serious, for real. If left untreated, DCIS has a high risk of progressing to invasive ductal carcinoma at the same site. We're talking a significant risk of invasive cancer developing, estimated at 30 to 50% over 10 years. That's why treatment is crucial. And sometimes DCIS can be multifocal and might even have invasive carcinoma hanging out with it already.
Wow, that's a pretty high chance. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of histology. We've got different types, but is there one that surgeons really pay attention to because it's more aggressive or just a bit more problematic?
Absolutely. There are types like solid, cribriform, micropapillary. But the one you gotta know is the comedo type. This type, with its prominent central necrosis and/or high-grade lesions, are considered the most aggressive histologic types. They're linked to a worse prognosis and a higher risk of recurrence or progression to invasive cancer. So if you see comedo on the shelf, think bad news bears, comparatively speaking.
Comedo equals no bueno. Got it. Now, for the big one, the question that always trips students up, sentinel lymph node biopsy, or SNLB. Does pure DCIS, by definition, usually require an SNLB? And more importantly, why or why not?
This is a primo shelf question. In pure DCIS, the chance of lymph node metastasis is negligible, like super low, around 2%. Why? Because the cells haven't penetrated that basement membrane, remember? So they can't escape to the lymph nodes. Therefore, SNLB is generally not recommended for pure DCIS. No cap, that's the main rule.
Okay, so generally no SNLB for pure DCIS. But we know in medicine there are always exceptions. When would you consider an SNLB for a patient with DCIS? Give us the lowdown.
All right, listen up, because these exceptions are just as high yield as the rule. You should consider SNLB for high-risk lesions or in specific situations. Think extensive macrocalcifications larger than 5 centimeters. DCIS associated with a palpable mass, because remember that means a higher chance of invasive component. High-grade or comedo-type DCIS, our aggressive buddies from earlier. Multicentric or diffuse disease. And this is a big one, if the patient is undergoing a total mastectomy. Why? Because if you're taking the whole breast, you won't be able to do an SNLB later if invasive cancer is found on final pathology. It's your last chance.
That makes total sense. You gotta get that info when you can. So after diagnosis, what's the game plan for treatment? What's the main goal of surgery for DCIS?
The main goal is complete excision with negative margins. Typically, this is achieved by lumpectomy with adjuvant radiation therapy. It's important to remember that radiation therapy is used in combination with surgical excision and cannot replace it. You can't just radiate it away. You gotta cut it out first.
Gotta get those margins clear. Are there times when a patient might need a more extensive surgery, like a total mastectomy, even for DCIS?
Definitely. A total simple mastectomy might be performed for DCIS if there's diffuse breast involvement, think diffuse microcalcifications all over the place, or if the tumor is larger than 1 centimeter with contraindications to radiation. Or sometimes it's just the patient's preference. It's about getting all that suspicious tissue out.
And finally, let's talk about adjuvant therapy. Is there any medication that can help after surgery, especially for certain types of DCIS?
You bet. If the tumor is ER positive, tamoxifen may be recommended for 5 years. It can lower the risk of subsequent invasive cancer by up to 50%. But it's not without its risks, like endometrial cancer and blood clots. So it's a careful balance of benefits versus risks.
All right, team, that was a super solid breakdown of DCIS. Let's hit you with 5 high-yield facts to really cement this knowledge for the shelf.
Lay them on them.
I'm going to give you 5 high-yield facts right now to help you remember all of the different DCIS points that we talked about in this episode. Number 1, DCIS is a pre-invasive lesion confined within the mammary ducts and lacks metastatic potential because it has not breached the basement membrane. Number 2, it typically presents as incidental microcalcifications on mammography and does not usually present as a palpable mass. Number 3, if left untreated, DCIS has a high risk of progressing to invasive ductal carcinoma, 30 to 50% over 10 years. Number 4, the comedo type and or high-grade lesions are the most aggressive histological types. And 5, SNLB is generally not recommended for pure DCIS due to negligible metastatic risk, but should be considered for high-risk features, like more than 5 centimeter microcalcifications, a palpable mass, high-grade or comedo type, multicentric disease, or if the total mastectomy is planned.
All right, team, no bogus answers today. Keep studying.